are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Really interesting stories today. We could be seeing the end of the windshield wiper. You know, those things that are supposed to go back and forth. My husband never turns them on. He loves rain so much because we live in Vegas and we never see it. So he just lets the water drip off the screen and off the shield, the windshield or whatever the hell that is in the front of the car, the front window. And I can't see, and I'm yelling at him, and I'm, you know, poking my head out of the car to wipe down my side because he doesn't like windshield wipers. Well, there may be an end to the windshield wiper. We'll tell you why. Family Guy resurrects Brian the dog. I didn't see the episode where Brian died, but I guess they brought him back. Then the FDA apparently doesn't have enough to do, so now they are proposing tighter rules on antibacterial soaps. We'll tell you what's going on with that. Why is everybody up in arms over antibacterial soap? Then, apparently, I didn't get to this one story on how, I guess, if you exercise before you have sex, if you're on an antidepressant that usually messes up your orgasm, exercising before you jump into the bed may actually help the climax. I'd be exhausted just planning all that out on my calendar. So as you can see, we got an extremely busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. You see what happens after I'm off air for a couple days? You see what happens? Okay. I know many of you were wondering what's going on in Harvard right now. I know it's finals week, and I guess as the kids went back to school, there was a threat of explosives. There were explosives on campus. From what we understand, that they evacuated four of the buildings. I've never been to Harvard. I've always wanted to. We were so close. We were in Boston a couple years ago. I don't know why we didn't make the drive, probably because we had to jump back on the plane. Usually any trip I make is like an overnighter. But from what I understand, it is an exquisite campus. And, you know, realize the Boston Marathon, you know, had the Boston Marathon bombing to just, you know, happen this year. And so obviously people were on edge. So it evacuated the Science Center, Thayer, Seaver, and Emerson Halls out of an abundance of caution, end quote. All right. From what we understand, the bomb squad was there. They put up the yellow tape perimeters, et cetera. The last I heard, everything was supposed to be okay. Again, I don't know if they found out who this was. It was an anonymous caller that had warned that a roommate might have been involved. So as we're getting more and more reports, we'll keep you posted. Right now, I don't have too much confirmed, but we'll keep you guys posted as this this comes to play. You know, another kind of scary story was this girl who had underwent tonsil surgery is now unfortunately brain dead. She's a 13-year-old Northern California girl who had undergone a tonsillectomy, Jahi McMath. And the family is now demanding that Oakland Children's Hospital conduct an investigation to find out why she went into cardiac arrest and then died. She was brought back by hospital staff, but unfortunately is now brain dead and on life support. Now, the reason why the child got the tonsils taken out is because she had sleep apnea. And that's an indication for having your tonsils taken out. If your kid is not breathing, you know, and cutting off the air supply in their sleep, you know, sometimes that's more of an inciting factor to take those tonsils out than you having multiple infections. So, unfortunately, she had recoveries. And from what we understand, she had certain clots, et cetera. And we don't have all the details on what could have happened postoperatively. But what we found out is she went into cardiac arrest and died. Hospital was able to successfully bring her back. But she's now brain dead, unfortunately, on life support. You know, many of you ask me, you know, when do you decide to have your tonsils, you know, taken out in your children? That's a tough decision because we had to make that decision with one of mine. And, you know, risk with surgeries now are so far and few between, and they're so rare that, you know, people are getting surgeries done. I mean, there's a surgery happening every second right now in this country. It happens all the time, but then every now and then you hear of something like this happen that just scares the hell out of you. Remember there was a dentist, I believe back east, who had, you know, put a child under to take out a tooth. Child never woke up. It scares you. As a parent, it does. It really, really freaks you out. And, you know, how do you make a decision like that to have your child take, you know, get their tonsils out? When I had to go through that decision, it was really, really tough. And mind you, I'm a doctor. I understand how safe these procedures are. But there's risks. There's always risks. And my child was having multiple throat infections, and luckily this head and neck doctor wasn't really surgery happy, so he didn't say, yeah, let's jump to surgery. So we kind of dealt with the tonsil infections for years. And then finally I noticed my kid really wasn't growing. He was having trouble speaking. He was starting to have some speech delay. And then we noticed he was having apnea. He wasn't breathing in his sleep because the tonsils were touching, cutting off air supply. So we ended up deciding to get the tonsils taken out, and thank God everything went well. Of course, postoperatively, you worry about bleeding. Very, very scary. Which is why I talked about on Pawn Stars the different ways to take out tonsils. In the olden days, they would kind of pick them out with the finger. All right, you would have a lot of bleeding. Then they were able to clamp and just rip them out, again, a lot of bleeding. Then they would just cut off part of it using the tonsillectomes, which I had brought on Pawn Stars, where you just kind of stuck the tonsil through and you guillotined it off and you'd fork it, then guillotine it, so you'd grab it so it wouldn't, you know, go down the throat, and then you'd have less bleeding. And they could use caustic-type substances to stop the bleeding at the time, even burn, but less bleeding than having the whole tonsils taken out. Now they just go and they still remove the whole tonsils. There's ways to stop the bleeding, but that's still a huge risk. But I always get nervous about a child, then undergoing cardiac arrest. What could have happened with the anesthesia? Did she have an underlying heart condition? You know, I'm a huge fan of having all our kids' heart checked by a cardiologist. Let them do an ultrasound just in case something gets missed, because, you know, these kids, you know, that have little innocent murmurs, sometimes those could be mixed up with other types of murmurs. A child with heart disease, that type of murmur is pretty loud. You can't miss it. But sometimes you can if it's a noisy room and people are talking. And so, I'm wondering if that could have been what happened. Scary, though. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in. We have started to work on my holiday CD. I am so excited about this. No, we're not going to have time to get that done by this year. Obviously, I'm going to start working on next year, but I think it is long overdue. I'll make sure I use auto-tune or whatever to make sure it sounds on key. But if Jessica Simpson could sing Christmas songs, right, and it actually be listened to, then I'm sure I could kind of muster up enough notes to make sure I sing it on key. So I think it'll be okay. Please follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, Michael writes, Dr. Dahlia, I have an extra nipple. Why do men have nipples to begin with? What should I do with this extra nipple? I just found out it's not a mole. I'm freaked out. All right, how many of you guys have supernumerary nipples? Okay. Very just like in like a little cat. Yeah, I know there's been some stars that have been open. I'm not allowed to say which ones that have had extra nipples. It looks like a mole on their chest, but it actually is an extra nipple. But I've been asked that, you know, why do men have nipples to begin with? Well, the easy answer to that is as the embryo starts to grow, the nipple aspect is decided before you then become male or female. By the time the embryo starts to, I guess, make use of its Y chromosome or not, then the nipples are already done. And then as the female embryo starts to grow, then they'll later have ovaries and breasts, etc. As the male, they'll just have the vestige nipples. Mind you, males do have breast tissue. So if you do ever have an extra nipple, we want to make sure you also aren't having breast tissue with it. All right? Many people can live fine with their extra nipples, and we don't do much about it. But if you have extra breast tissue, we have to watch it. We still have to, you know, keep an eye on out for it, make sure it doesn't have the potential to turn to breast cancer. And some men will just have the nipple surgically removed like you would a mole. Okay, of course, if there's any discharge of your extra nipples or pain or bleeding or chafing of the skin, you need to get that checked. So, you know, I thought this would be a good time to just kind of review how the baby forms in terms of male to female. You know, a lot of men, you know, have told me women are made by default, okay, where, you know, you're going to grow into a female unless, of course, there's action to make you a male, but the default is female. Well, thank you and no thank you, but this is kind of how it works, right? Okay, you know, your egg, right, will have the X chromosome, and everybody's supposed to have either XX or XY. Okay, the sperm will either give the egg another X chromosome to make it a girl, or the sperm will carry the Y chromosome to make it a boy. Okay, now, if it's male, XY, female, XX. So, daddy decides if it's going to be a boy or girl. Okay. Daddy is the one that decides. So it's very interesting because sometimes you see men, you know, all they have are boys or all they have are girls. You know, you just wonder if they have that potential to carry more XX versus XY in their, or the more Y in their sperm versus not. Okay, so if a baby inherits the X chromosome from the father, then female. If they inherit the Y, male. Okay, because the other X is already there. If the embryo is XX, which is female, okay, there's two ducts that are involved. You got the Mullerian duct and the Wolfian duct. Now, as you guys could tell, Mullerian sounds kind of more mommy-ish, and Wolfian sounds more manly. That's how you remember this. So, if you're XX, the Mullerian duct will develop into female sex organs. Okay? The Wolfian duct starts to degrade, and what's left of that, I believe, is the female clitoris. Okay, but we're not going to go into all the anatomy. Now, let's say you get the Y. If you get the Y from daddy, then the embryo is going to be XY, or then male. Testosterone will then stimulate the Wolfian duct to develop male sex organs. The Mullerian duct will just degrade. Okay, I know you guys think, well, the mama's not going anywhere. You're right, the mama's not going anywhere. The mama's still involved. But in terms of your body, the Mullerian duct is supposed to go bye-bye. Okay? Now, during the first few weeks of fetus development, for those of you that really want to see pictures and stuff, because this is really, really cool, you see the gonad, you see the mesonephrine, you see the Wolfian duct and the Mullerian duct. This is pretty cool stuff. It's on babytosee.com, babytosee.com. Okay, so again, when it's a little, you know, first few weeks of a fetus, the genital structures appear to be the same. Okay? All right, then you have the Mullerian duct, you have the Wolfian duct. The gonads are going to decide to either become ovaries or testicles, depending on whether the Wolfian duct wins or the Mullerian duct wins, irrespectively, because I just did them out of order. Then you have a phallus. That little phallus piece on the baby will either become a penis or it'll become a clitoris. And the clitoris is smaller, of course. I got to be careful. I know this is a family show. Okay, then you have these genital folds. Now, the genital folds will either become scrotum, which will house the testes, or they'll become labia. Okay? The sex organs that develops really depends on testosterone. The XY will start producing the testosterone, allowing the Wolfian duck to win. In humans, they say the default sex is female, okay? So that's where I guess everybody calls this female's default. If you guys really want to get all technical and genetic, they say the SRY gene, which is the short arm of the Y chromosome, is the one that inherits the male sexual differentiation. That's what influences the gonad to go into a testes, and then that starts the testosterone, which stimulates the Wolfian structures to make the epididymis, as vast difference, seminal vesicles, etc. And then there's an anti-malarian hormone to keep the malarian part down. It suppresses the development of those structures, the fallopian tubes, uterus, vagina, etc. Now, your testosterone will convert to dihydrotestosterone, and this could do it within the skin of the external genitalia that starts to masculinize the genital structures. By 12 weeks, you could already start to see the penis formation. Most of the time you could see the sex by 16 to 18 weeks, but we were able to tell with my son pretty early. Okay, and that's because, you know, daddy is so burly. All right, so if the embryo is female XX, there's no testosterone originally being made. Wolfian duct degrades. Malarian duct develops into the sex organ, so the gonads turn into the ovaries, the uterus, the cervix, the fallopian tubes, and you got the vagina, the labia, etc. And then the phallus doesn't grow into a penis, it goes into a clitoris, etc. Some people ask, how many eggs do girls have? You know, when you're in the fetal stage, you could have about 6 million eggs. It decreases to about 1 million by birth, and then you probably end up having about 400 or 500 at the time of puberty. So, and you ovulate as many times as you have eggs. So, whew. All right, if any of you kids were listening, I apologize about, not just bringing up the stork, okay, and birds and the bees, but that's really how it works. So then some of you ask, well, then how the hell does a hermaphrodite happen? Well, there could be a whole variety of things happening. Like, you know, one of you would ask, could a hermaphrodite impregnate themselves? Well, technically in theory, yeah, but many hermaphrodites don't have all the pieces of the puzzle perfect. So a hermaphrodite has both male and female organs, right? There's been a lot of rumors about some stars having been born with both ovaries and testicles. Usually we remove, depending on how the family thinks they could raise the child, they will remove the easier to remove, like if somebody, let's say, has micropenis, a very, very small penis that doesn't really look like a penis, they may just remove it, make the child appear surgically to have a vagina, take out the testicles so they can't turn into cancer later, and then it'll be an infertile female. And you know, so usually at the time of birth, we kind of figure this out if somebody's a hermaphrodite. But you know, in order to impregnate yourself, you know, one is you need really good functioning testicles, right, to produce the sperm. Okay, then the sperm need to be able to move and get up into the uterus, so there have to be also a uterus there, fallopian tubes, and very highly functioning ovaries. Then you're going to need to be able to carry the baby. So if you have testosterone and estrogen and progesterone, but all in kind of mixed amounts because you're trying to carry two. I just don't think I've ever seen that happen. All right. There's supposed to be some very, very famous historical figures that might have been hermaphrodites. I don't know much about it. But it's a real cool subject nonetheless. Really cool. So any further questions on this, we're going to obviously move on in the next segment. But please just write me. That's what I'm here for. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. You know, if you've ever seen it, it's, I know people are, you know, giggling right now as we talk about this. It's really nothing funny. I mean, you know, it's a little baby. And you see the little baby, just the genitalia are a little off. And so it doesn't have the look. I know a lot of people are kind of thinking, you know, Venus or Venus. And no, it doesn't look like that. Don't go away, we'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze-Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze-Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze-Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Please find us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so, I guess write this down. What you have to do is if you take an antidepressant and you have low sex drive, then you need to exercise before you have the sex. Now, at first, I had interpreted the study as, well, just do exercise, okay? Just do exercise, and that should help. But a lot of my patients said, no, it's not working. They exercise, and they still have low sex drive with the antidepressants or the anti-anxiety medicines. So now they're suggesting, well, maybe exercise right before you have the sex. All right, According to the University of Texas at Austin, see, after I exercise, I am pooped, I am winded, I am sweaty, I want to take my shower, and then I just kind of kick back and wait for my respiratory rate to come back. I am not going to be in any mood to do the hibbity-dibbity. All right, but I don't take antidepressants, so luckily that's not an issue yet. All right, according to researchers at the University of Texas at Austin, they say these findings have important implications for public health, as exercise as a treatment for sexual side effects is accessible, cheap, and does not add to a burden of care. Remember, it's all about cheap medicine these days because of the Obamacare and everybody having high deductibles. So you guys are going to be getting prescriptions now for, you know, go to sleep at a good hour, and that's going to be on a prescription. Or eat well, that'll be a prescription, right? And you guys are going to be going to the doctor saying, say what? I spent all this money for this. Research team looked at 52 women who experienced sexual side effects related to antidepressants. One group of participants engaged in regular sexual activity for 3 weeks. A second group of participated in sexual activity but had 30 minutes of strength training and cardio 3 times a week. I'm really confused. Hopefully everybody had their clothes on. In the final section of the study, the groups were asked to reverse roles. Both participated in sexual activity, but those in the exercise group ceased physical activity, and the non-exercise is engaged in cardio. I'm confused. Participants were asked to report their sexual functioning, satisfaction, and psychological health. I tell you, you thought this would be a real cool story because it was about sex. Boy, they made it boring. The women also reported that each sexual experience they had over the course of the study in an online diary, regular exercise improved orgasm function in all of the participants, but physical activity closer to intercourse was found to be the most effective. So those of you who work out 30 minutes right before sex reduce the libido dulling effects of your antidepressants. I think a story like this is going to make more people take an antidepressant. This is depressing. The findings think that the exercise induces blood flow to the genitals. So while your antidepressants may decrease genital blood flow, you get that increased flow because you're exercising. Now, I don't get that. I don't get that because, okay, see, here's the thing, okay? You know how we talk about flight or fright and your sympathetic, you know, nervous system kicking in? Okay, so when you're exercising, your blood flow needs to go to the parts of the body that really, really need it. Okay, so your heart needs it, your brain needs the blood, and so your arms and legs may get a little bit more cold. You get shunty. Now, some of you will say, well, wait a second, you still need your arms and legs to run. You do, but you have a lot of core shunting. Okay, same thing with sex. Yes, you do need blood flow to certain parts of the body, but the core is still going to get it. Then, after the exercise is done and the parasympathetic comes in, then you get this flow of blood to the extremities. So the question lies, does genitals constitute core or not? I thought it doesn't, right? Because, you know, when you get cold, you get nippy, right? And they say it's nippy out here. Why do you think they call it nippy? So, I don't know. I thought this was going to be a much more interesting study. I'm sorry. All right, so you got to work out before you have sex. Fun. Okay, speaking of sex, size does matter, but size of your height, all right, in online dating. Apparently, there was a study that looked at 80,000 interactions on online dating users, and they said women were more likely to contact taller men. The ideal height is now considered 6 feet. If you're a man shorter than 5'4", you were less likely to, I guess, get a date on this online dating. This is crazy. Okay, and I mean, I remember when we were younger. Hold on, I have to take a little sip of something. I'm sorry, I'm going to be losing my voice. Sorry about that. Water. Don't worry, no alcohol. Water. All right, remember when we were younger, everybody who was cute was small. The cutest guy in the class was always kind of short. Remember a lot of us like Michael J. Fox, and he was shorter. Okay, short guys are usually more lovable. Women like that. They seem to be less aggressive, apparently. They seem to be more approachable. But if you look at this from an evolutionary standpoint, taller men appear to have that evolutionary leg up, so to speak, okay? And we know that taller men appear to have less heart attacks than shorter men. Taller men are, though, more, unfortunately, more at risk for cancer because of the bigger organs, they believe. But, you know, taller men do seem to have an evolutionary advantage. So, obviously, women appear to be more attracted to that. Now, the online dating website AYI found that size really does seem to matter. Taller men were significantly more likely to be contacted by women than shorter men. And it looked at the ideal height being 6 feet. Okay? The 6 foot men, right, were 33% more likely to be contacted than a man of average height. 5'7 is average. 77% more likely to be contacted than a man under 5 foot four. All right? Now, let's say you're like 6'4". You could be too tall. Okay, apparently, according to this study, there was a limit to the height preference. A man who was 6'4" or taller was 24% less likely to be contacted by a woman. All right? And you know why? I think the evolutionary reason is that, I mean, we got to carry the baby. Okay, I mean, my husband is 6 feet, and he impregnated me with some big-ass kids. Now, I ended up having placental insufficiency, so they came out smaller than I would have expected. One was 6'10", the other was 7 pounds, 5 ounces. But I was scared to death that I would be walking around with 6 foot, you know, babies. Now, obviously, it's not 6 feet. So you do get kind of concerned, but usually the baby size, you aren't going to so much see the height issue in the fetus. Okay, the height later comes. I mean, you know, you could give birth to a baby who's 6'5", and the baby could still later be 6'3". So you don't have to really worry about that. But from an evolutionary standpoint, women probably freak. You know, they're probably like, oh my gosh, you know, do I really want, you know, somebody that tall? You know, I mean, I don't want them coming out of my mouth. I want them coming out of where they're supposed to. All right, so what do you do with something like this? Well, I mean, I guess, you know, do women really know if you're 6 feet or not? I look at my husband. To me, he doesn't look 6 feet tall. To me, my husband looks 5'10". I really can't tell. So, I mean, I'm sure you guys could probably fib a little bit, but I don't think it's a good idea to start a relationship online. And I got to tell you, if your lady is really that concerned about your height, I don't think that's good. That's a good woman, because think about it. We all shrink. Okay. We're all going to get smaller. All right. To me, I can understand proportion. You know, this whole Cinderella story is so true on a whole variety of levels. Okay. The guy and the girl need to fit somehow, whether it's sexually, whether it's emotionally, whether it's there has to be some sort of a jigsaw puzzle fit. A guy can't be too big, can't be too small. He has to be just right for that person. I can't tell you how many women come in saying their man is too big and sex hurts. All right, so don't, remember, size always isn't better. Okay, don't go away, we're right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income16.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Please, on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so apparently there's a lot of concerns because we hear, at least, I don't know what the numbers are now, that many of you that did sign up for Obamacare and were able to navigate the website, the healthcare.gov website, were able to sign up. The insurers don't have your information. This is just another list of clusters to this whole big cluster I can't use the word on air, that Obamacare has befallen upon us. Now, it should be a simple fix, okay? If you think you purchased the insurance, if you think you signed up and you purchased the insurance, you double check. Just do not assume that everything was taken care of. And you don't double check on the same website. You make a lateral type of move and call the company. So if you signed up with whether it, I don't know, Blue Cross, United, Aetna, whichever the insurance company you signed up with, through the Obamacare exchange, call and make sure. Also make sure that not only do they have your information correct so they don't insure your dog like what happened with another family, but, you know, make sure the deductible is the same, that you had been promised the co-pays, etc. Make sure you get this kind of stuff explained to you. All right. For some of you, insurance is starting January 1st. We'll talk it pretty soon. All right. For some of you, you're still waiting. And I know how scary that is. You know, we were talking about a few days ago how this is kind of the time of year where everybody is trying to use their smaller deductible now. All right. While they have a smaller deductible and they've used it up, they're trying to get everything done before January 1st. My office is completely slammed and inundated as a result of this. And that's fine. That's what I'm here for. And it's a very, very stressful time for people because if their deductible starts over and we're looking at a $5,000 deductible, then you only have 2 weeks to get everything done. On top of that, many doctors go out of town. I never go out of town for the holidays. We're closed for the legal holidays like Christmas Day and New Year's Day, so my staff gets to be off. But we usually take volunteers in terms of staff who wants to work Christmas Eve, the day after Christmas, because many of you guys are panicking. You know, you need to get your physicals in. You need to get your MRI ordered, your CAT scan ordered, etc. You understand that medicine is changing, and this is probably one of the scariest years yet. It's just what's very, very frustrating is we have thousands upon thousands of you who thought that you purchased the insurance, and that's the insurance you're going to get, and come to find out that the healthcare.gov didn't actually relay the information to the companies where it goes. Now, I mean, things happen, okay? I mean, you know, we've had issues with, you know, you'll buy a gift somewhere and the gift will never come, or you'll buy a gift certificate and the gift certificate won't have the amount of money you were promised on there. I mean, listen, websites have issues. We know that. I mean, I'm not surprised. We also knew that the website, the healthcare.gov website, would have some problems with access because everybody had their hopes up and they were expecting on that day in October that everybody would be able to jump on. So we all knew that. I mean, that's not the big shock, okay? That it doesn't shock us. That shouldn't be newsworthy. What's newsworthy about all of this is how the government has basically hijacked our healthcare now. And then if they are going to now take control over our healthcare, which it looks like because insurance companies now have gone crazy in terms of hiking up their rates and their deductibles, etc., then government needs to prove to us they can handle it. And if they can't get a website right, we are in a crap load of trouble. Because what if you need that PET scan? What if you need that liver? I think we can all agree, whether you're pro this administration or not, that the government is not equipped to handle something like this. I don't think anybody is. Okay, I think we could all be honest, all right? I don't think the government is going to do a phenomenal job. I don't think the health insurance companies are doing a phenomenal job. I don't. But many of us doctors find that it's a little bit easier to deal with the private companies than we are with the government. Anytime we've tried to call Medicaid or Medicare, it's almost impossible to get a voice on the other side. Luckily, we're able to get some sort of human with the private insurance companies. I'm not saying it's a piece of cake or a walk in the park, but it's a little bit more doable. So, of course, if we're in a situation where you think you bought insurance, the insurance companies have no idea, the government didn't relay the information correctly, and we have all these aspects of the website that are a little bit screwy and not working to completion, maybe they shouldn't be taking on something that has to deal with life or death and our bodies and our cancer and our diagnosis and et cetera. Okay, maybe they should just be dealing with holiday gifts. Okay, we could handle a holiday gift being screwed up. We could handle that. We could handle the shipping being shipped somewhere else, okay? But we're talking about our bodies. We're talking about something so personal here. And that's why it's newsworthy. Okay, because, you know, I watch the news and I watch all sides of the news. And I think it does. I think it gets ridiculous. I'm kind of getting sick of all the bashing. You know, I mean, it's nice to complain. And it makes us feel good when we complain. But I think right now I'm at the stage where I really want to move forward. Okay, I mean, I don't care who gets the job done right. I just want it done. I understand politics. I understand that whoever gets the heads up, right, could later just appease the masses and then take over even to a more extreme degree. I get that. I understand. But right now, I think we're all exhausted by this whole back and forth. And we're really, really exhausted that our personal lives have been that much affected. When Medicare and Social Security got involved, it didn't wreak such havoc like this Obamacare is doing. Okay? We understood we'd have to pay more taxes with Social Security, pay more taxes with Medicare, but that was it. Okay? It didn't cost us to lose jobs. It didn't cost us a triple in our premiums and in our deductible, right? It didn't mess with the medicines we were taking. So you can't compare what we're going through right now to what happened with Medicare in the 60s and the New Deal and Social Security in the 40s. You can't. All right, you in late 30s and 40s, you can't. So it's a very frustrating time for us. So all I'm saying now is, with this whole new media story talking about how many of you think you have insurance but you don't, easy fix, just go to the insurance company themselves. And maybe the website isn't the best place to go. I guess the healthcare.gov website is good in terms of you finding if you're going to qualify for subsidies, okay, as opposed to you just going straight to the insurance company themselves. But if you don't think you're going to be qualifying for subsidies and you just have to buy it outright, I would just suggest going straight to the company, all right, just in case there's that much of a goof of the healthcare.gov website. One of you asked me what I thought of the protection and the privacy of it and the security. I think it's the same as any other website. I don't trust any other website. Just because it's government doesn't make me feel it's more secure. With all the congressional hearings with Kathleen Sebelius, many of you were really, really concerned about the privacy. I think it's just the same. I don't think it's any worse. I don't think it's any better. So as far as I'm concerned, when you give your credit card over a computer, it's the same risk no matter what. So I'm not freaking out over that. You know, it's a scary time, and I get that. Now, okay, mind you, for those of you that didn't listen to my show a couple days ago, mind you, this is the this is crunch time. If you have a deductible that's starting and you don't realize that, you better look it up today. Because if you met your deductible this year because it was only a couple $100 and next year comes up, it goes up to $2,000 or $5,000, you may need to do what you need to this year. Now, I'm not saying go and get your knees replaced or your hysterectomy. I don't think there's time for that. But if there was something you were putting off, don't. Remember I said don't put off tomorrow what you could do today? I mean it. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
So it's off to Grandma's house for the holidays, eh? That's great. But while you're going over the river and through the woods, professional burglars are choosing easy targets to break into. Don't be an easy target. Plug in fake TV. Fool criminals into believing someone's home at your house watching TV. Fake TV works a bit like the light on a timer, but fake TV is far more convincing. Fake TV plugs into any outlet and simulates the light and colors of a real TV. Burglars will likely move on to easier targets and leave your house alone. Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and makes a great Christmas gift. Or it's perfect if you're traveling over the holidays or anytime. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.